do you feel about your cornerback situation? I know we asked you 100 times, but now that week one is here and you kind of know who's playing, how do you feel about that going into the game?
We're good. You know, we have guys we feel are capable of going out and playing, and we're going to play with the guys we have. They understand their techniques, fundamentals, and assignments. We're going to go on that field at 1 o'clock Sunday and play.
You look at you got a long look now at Antonio Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could ask you how he looks. But, I mean, just more specifically, like.
6 foot one, 210 pounds. No, I'm just kidding.
just short kidding. Hair, right?
Yeah, very short. Not quite as short as mine.
What have you been able to gather based on what you've seen from him about what could be some strengths for him out there versus what are going to maybe be some adjustments for him?
Well, he's going to, I mean, the thing that he has, he's athletic, he's long, he's rangy, he has excellent ball skills. He's got to learn to do certain things a certain way that are a little bit different than playing as a safety inside. You're not confronted with the one-on-one matchup all the time. And so that'll take some getting used to. But feel like, you know, he has the ability to do it. He's got to go out and do what we're asking him to do technically and fundamentally. If he does that, he has a chance to be very successful.
In all the years you've been coaching rookies, where would Calvin rank in terms of your comfort level with him in terms of how advanced he is going into his first game?
He's ahead of most young safeties from a mental standpoint because he understands concepts. He understands, you know, what he's doing. He's come in and he's learned the defense pretty quickly. But he's had a tremendous amount of help from DeJuan Landry. DeJuan Landry might as well be a damn coach, as smart as he is. And him being back there with DeJuan has helped, you know, him escalate his learning. And yet he's just a natural football player. And when you love playing football and it's very important to you, then your ability to take it and learn it and apply it appears to be easier to me. So I think he's ahead of where most young safeties would be.
Has anything about him surprised you, Dennis, or is he pretty much the guy you need?
He is what we thought he was when we came in. I just hope that, you know, that he continues to stay humble and wants to improve and get to a level where he could be considered one of the better safeties in the National Football League.
Dennis, how quickly does it take to get McFadden Adams up to speed at the cornerback position?
Well, you know, they got here this week, and we're not going to ask too much of them this week, but they're learning the system. They're in there spending extra time with the coaches, spending extra time with their teammates, and trying to get up to speed. The one kid, McFadden, was in Cleveland, so he pretty much understands some of the terminology that we used and some of the things that Phillip was doing in Seattle are very similar to what we do here. So they both had a general understanding of our system. It's just a matter of them getting comfortable with the way we do things. And I think that if they understand it, we could go out and probably put them in the game and they'd be okay.
Dennis,